So this graph shows the loss of productivity under Sweden's systems on different soil types. And if you'll remember, the rainforest soils are some of the world's poorest soils in inherent fertility, especially once that forest is cleared. And they're known as altisols and oxisols. These are these names along the top are soil classification systems. So don't worry about that too much. But the altisols and oxisols are the rainforest soils. And if you look at productivity of upland rice in Peru and rice, groundnuts, and cassava in Zaire, two rainforest regions that you can see on the right of the graph, you'll notice that the yield drops in just after the first year. You've gone from 100% relative yield down to only 30% of the yield that you had that first year. So really rapid drops in fertility and in yield of the crop. And this is why people have to move after just a couple of years. The soil just doesn't have the nutrients to sustain long-term production and extraction of crops from the land.